So we begin in Senegal, where there are running battles between protesters and police on the streets of the capital, Dakar, after a court decided that opposition politician Ousmane Sonko should remain in custody.
Cities across the United States remain in a state of high tension tonight as the country braces itself for another wave of protests over the death of George Floyd.
We begin in Russia, where over 3,000 people have been arrested during a second week of nationwide protests in support of opposition figure Alexei Navalny.
Protests and civil disobedience. Are these good ways to make your voice heard? Or do they deepen divisions in society? This is Global Affairs Today. Let's start the conversation. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Imani Cherry. And today we're talking about the act of protest. In the past year, we have seen a wave of protests and uprisings around the world. From the recent protests in Russia in support of the opposition leader Alexei Navalny, to Black Lives Matter protests last summer in the United States against police brutality, and the recent anti-coup protests in Myanmar. These protests and civil disobedience happen in order to achieve some type of political and social change. Yet, many ask, do the protests even work? What do they really accomplish? And are all protests legitimate and credible? Today, we're looking at what protest is, what it isn't, and we're going to explore how both religion and faith play into all of this. Helping us set up this topic is Dr. David Trim, Director of Art.